what have you seen of the run so far, of the numbers, either of fish jumping around in freshwater there, or of what people have caught, or what you've heard anecdotally? What's it look like?
Joe, at this point, we've been keeping an eye on the slough, both in the sense of monitoring, like we do a few aerial surveys, and so we're looking for fish entering the slough, and as well as we obviously we have creel program, and we also have you know, fisheries databases where we're looking at the actual Crystal Lake fish coated wire tag recovery. And physically on the ground, there hasn't been a lot of positive signs, not a lot of, you know, we don't have a lot of jumpers, and the catch rates have been very low for the fishery in the narrows. It never really ramped up, came on with the intensity that typically happens, and that was kind of one of the indicators for us, as well as the aerial surveys and then the coated wire tag data, which has been very low this year.
Now, the decision was to leave sport fish open in the terminal harvest area and salt water with a reduced bag limit. And why leave that open and close the other, I guess, components of the fisheries?
Part of it is kind of the nature of the actual fishery. The physical differences between fishing in blind slough and fishing in the narrows. And in the fishing in blind slough, this year, when you're having a small group of fish that are in there, the anglers will oftentimes, you know, surround the group of fish and will be fishing on them pretty hard. So basically, those fish are easily targeted and exploited, and some are harvested, some are inadvertently snagged, some have been snagged. There have been tickets written for that. But whereas in the narrows, fish are not, it's not quite the gauntlet. In order for an angler to connect to a king salmon out in the narrows, that fish has to bite, for one thing, and they are spread over a considerably larger area than in blind slough, where blind slough there also have the water temperature issues and things like that. But we have closed the slough a number of times before, in 1997 and 1998, and also in 2003. And whereas we didn't close the narrows, and the management part of our management plan actually closes the slough before closing the narrows, I believe the basis of it is partly that fish are more susceptible to being hooked or caught in the blind slough. And in several of those years, in 97 and 98, when the slough was closed, the narrows were open for fishing, and the slough was closed, and we did meet escapement. One example where that wasn't the case was in 2003, where the narrows remained open, and blind slough, we were not able to close it to fishing like we did in 97, 98, and now. And people were still, in 2003, there was a lot of snagging and releasing going on, and we only reached about 50% of our broodstock needs that year. So it seems a better, if you really want to conserve those fish, you really need to take people out of the equation. And the only way to do that was to close the fishery at this point.
And is there any chance the fish are just late? I guess we're going past that point pretty quickly here. Huh?
Well, there is always that chance. And we live in hope that that could happen. And that's one of the features, I think, by keeping the fishery cracked open in the narrows. It does give us a little bit of information, and it allows me to talk to some of the participants that are still fishing down there, and we'll also continue with some aerial surveys and to keep an eye on things. So there is a possibility that if those fish do show up late, and these fish have in the past, they have the possibility of late run timing, but it's just kind of strange to wait to see them show up. A big run show up this late. In other years, there have been fresh fish that have been caught in the middle of July, though. But anyway, we all know it's been a pretty strange year, and there's been in other places in Alaska as well with king salmon returns, and I think some of those are maybe starting to right themselves, and so we're still living in hope and hope that we will have the opportunity to relax that regulation.
And I imagine you've heard from anglers and lodge owners and clients, maybe, about this is pretty important fisheries for people.
Yeah, it is, and it's a difficult position to be in for that reason. We have people that inadvertently get caught caught in the crossfire, really. I talked with a group, or one gentleman yesterday, who was literally on the ferry when the action was put out, so they weren't aware of it, and then they showed up to find out that it was closed. They're pretty upset about that, and it's no fun. But at the same token, we also recognize what, you know, it's our responsibility. We need to get those fish to continue these programs, and that's part of the equation, is managing this fishery. So, and I just, you know, to take an action on this, we did leave an opportunity to fish still in the narrows. There's still a fishing opportunity, as we mentioned, for two fish of any size, which allows people the chance to catch king salmon still, and to try not to make it such a harsh closure on everybody. So.